Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you've had a good weekend. Probably a good weekend to, maybe do something other than look at the markets because, it's been a pretty full-on period of time over the last couple of weeks with some very serious selling coming in. And we've continued to see that theme run throughout the weekend. It's been very volatile, very unpredictable to a certain extent, especially if I talk about Bitcoin. I mean, we're holding above 6,300, and then all of a sudden, thump! We saw the sell-off come through again, another $300 move, and then we shot back up. Now we're shooting back down. It really just looks very, very confused, very, very messy, and a market that I'll be leaving alone for the time being. Just rolling through the rest of the top 10 to kick your week off. I mean, I've been talking about shorting Ethereum quite a lot, especially against Bitcoin. If you're on my market view or if you're a subscriber of any type, to the Trader Cobb content, you'll know there have been opportunities, Ethereum against Bitcoin, to get short. You'll know there have also been opportunities, the old ones, Ethereum against the dollar. You'll know this because I've been letting you know, and you'll know this because there's been a downtrend that has been playing out really, really well, and that continues to take place. And right now, it just keeps grinding lower. There's no real good trading opportunities on Ethereum against the dollar as we speak, but it's certainly one I'm keeping an eye on. Bitcoin Cash is very, very average, if I'm honest with you. It doesn't look very good. It's not confirmed any sort of form of direction. It's still very all over the shop, which a lot of the market is. There are some markets, there are some tokens out there that have some great trends. Ethereum, as I said, being one of them, especially against Bitcoin. A lot of markets have been getting thumped against Bitcoin. EOS as well, also looking pretty average there. A little bit confused, a little bit messy, not one to really spend too much time on from my point of view. Cardano against the dollar had a really good move. Dropped, pulled straight back into that cradle zone, and from that cradle zone, it has since fallen quite well. So it's not in a bad day. Sorry, it's not in a bad downtrend on that 4 hour. It's a bit divergent now, probably one I'd be walking away from. I want to see on a Monday, usually, how the market plays out after the first 24 hours. Now, we've seen what the weekend's done. We've seen it's been pretty bloody, pretty brutal, pretty deadly, pretty sad if you can't make money if the market falls. But also, after the first 24 hours of the Australasian period, the US and Europe, it gives a much better understanding as to what the whole world is seeing, the global perspective across the marketplace. And I really like to do my scans. I mean, I love my Monday scans, don't get me wrong, but it's how we set up throughout Tuesday. I really do enjoy that one. Now, coming through to Lumen as we wrap through the top 10, sitting on support on the daily, looking pretty average, nothing there for me. NEO also sitting pretty sideways as well, and now seeing another weekly candle having printed. They're all looking fairly bearish on those weekly candles, and it's not looking, you know, if we break down through the low of those weekly candles, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how we go, if we push on the new lows or if we hold. Ripple again, so IOTA also rolling on over, nothing really going on there. Ripple, the same sort of setup there, just rolling over. And Litecoin also looking pretty average. So after a nice push up, Litecoin, like the rest of the market, was met by a thunderous thump back to earth. Now, I was at an event, hosting an event on Friday here in Sydney. It was the Crypto Investment and ICO Show. Now, I was very fortunate to be able to panel and speak with some very, very interesting people, people that are crypto savvy, people that are investors, people that have VC background. Not all crypto experts, okay? I want to make that one thing clear. They were not all crypto experts. A lot of people in the business of investing and building companies and getting returns for their investors as well. One of the interesting things I found is that there's a lot of people in there, some very, very wealthy people. And when I say very, very wealthy, that doesn't necessarily make you smart. These people were very wealthy and very smart. So they were wealthy for a reason. But what I saw was a lot of people sort of saying, look, I haven't sold any Bitcoin. I haven't sold any Ethereum. I have taken an absolute beating with you guys, but I'm investing long term and I don't see there being a reason to sell. I'm happy to hold them. Now, keep in mind, these are the same people. The example that was given of buying Apple, I think it was Amazon, I think he said the price around $1, something silly like that. watching it go to $10 and then dipping back down to $1 or whatever it was. So he showed the charts to replicate, or so basically to, you know, compare, you know, the NASDAQ, for example. There was a chart showing the NASDAQ 100 throughout the 2000s when we, you know, peaked at about, I can't remember exactly what the peak was, and then it sold off massively. We're now well above that, okay? Well above that. Amazon was the same. A big move up, a big move back down, and now we're, you know, second trillion-dollar company based on valuation in the world. So again, it came back to the intelligent people that have made intelligent investments in the past sticking by their convictions based on the fact that, well, I invested for a reason and nothing has really changed. Just because the market goes and gets a bit wild doesn't mean that there's any reason for me to change the way that I'm trading this or investing in this. And I found that really good, because a lot of people in that room, and it wasn't a huge room, it was a room full of sophisticated investors and high net worth individuals. It really did give me that perspective of, you know, standing by what I've invested in for. I'm a trader so I can make money as the market falls, no doubt, that's fine. But I also invest, and I haven't been selling my investments either. I've been holding on to them because I believe in the longevity of these projects. So just keep that as food for thought, guys. If you are getting yourself into a bit of a negative headspace, just consider the fact that Amazon was a blow up and bust company as well, as was the NASDAQ, as have many, many areas in the world where there is financial value long term. You've got to stick by your convictions, and best thing to do is understand how to make money short term. You know where to find out if you want to learn that. Guys, have a great day. Let's see how the week goes. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.